You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Vitae, willkommen, bienvenue, and welcome to the official results show for URNovision 2023 with me, Ella Vedrinska. As you may know, this is going to be the last ever URNovision, Showtime's musical theatre version of the Eurovision Song Contest. So there is extra prestige to be awarded to the winner, whoever they may be, who will reign over URNovision forevermore. No pressure. And of course, that decision is entirely down to you. You've been voting for your favourite songs all week long, and the time has come to find out who will be crowned the winner of URNovision 2023. In just a moment, we'll be hearing from the official juries from across the country whose votes are going to be combined with yours at home. But before that, let's have a quick reminder of this year's competing shows. Kicking things off for Sweden, it's the producers with When You've Got It, Flaunt It. For Ireland, we have The Streets of Dublin from A Man of No Importance.
And a rhyme, but if you come with me, you'll know.
From Starry, a musical about the Dutch painter Vincent van Gogh, it's The Starry Night for the Netherlands.
The sight of the starry night.
Flipping your fins, you don't.
Ahead of the new live-action movie, it's The Little Mermaid for Denmark.
Jumping, dancing, strolling along down a... What's that word again? Street.
From Poland, we have the weird and wonderful Metro.
I adore you, I live my life for you.
I am.
Representing Spain, it's the title song from Man of La Mancha.
My destiny calls and I go.
For Italy, it's the light in the piazza.
La passeggiata.
From the brand new London production of Cabaret, it's Eddie Redmayne with If You Could See Her for Germany. In true URNovision fashion for France, we have Frank Wildhorn's The Count of Monte Cristo.
On my judgment day,
all the ladies.
Representing the UK, it's All the Ladies, a girl power anthem from Operation Mincemeat.
Sunrise.
From TikTok to URN, it's Epic the Troy Saga for Greece.
Man can make this whole place burn.
From Rumi the Musical, we have Somewhere representing Turkey. Finally, it's the big, bold and balmy Eurobeat for Norway with the Vikings.
We're 13
songs to choose from, the most we have ever had in a URNovision competition. And even though I say it every single year, it really has been such a strong lineup. Every single one of the juries has said how difficult it was to pick just 5 songs from the playlist. So well done everyone who voted for managing to narrow it down in the first place. Just to remind you of how the voting and point scoring works, I asked you to pick your top 5 songs from the ones you've just heard. Then your 5th place song got 2 points, your 4th place song got 5, your 3rd place song got 7, your 2nd place song got 9, and your top pick, your favourite song, got the full 12 points, the famous and much coveted 12 points. Now, as I said earlier, like the real Eurovision, your votes at home have been combined with the votes from the official juries. And I say official juries. We've got a few cities around the country with friends of the show who are here to help me analyse some of the songs and explain why they've picked who they picked. So let's kick things off first with Izzy, who joins us from Sheffield. Izzy, did you enjoy this year's URNovision?
Yes, I loved it. I thought it was very enjoyable. I listened to it 3 times. All the way through to decide on who I thought the correct finalists were, or the correct people I was going to be allocating points to. And I've got some good people to add to my playlists.
That's good. I like to hear that. And I mean, I picked the playlist, but oh my God, I feel like I've made it difficult for myself and for everybody else, because There's some really good songs here, even if I do say so myself. And picking just five feels mean.
Well, I have done five plus a...
plus an honorary mentions.
That's my own sixth category of honorary mention.
I like that. So let's start with your 2 points, Izzy, for the Sheffield jury. What country is it going to?
2 points go to Ireland. What's not to love about it?
That I feel awful because I listen to that song at least once a week, if not more. I love that song. It was the first song that I knew was going to be in Eurovision 2023, and I haven't voted for it, and I feel awful.
You haven't voted for it?
No. There are too many other good songs, Izzy, and I feel panicked. Right, your 5 points, please.
So my 5 points go to Denmark. It was just a solid contender, wasn't it? Let's be honest. I think when you put that in, you probably knew it was going to be quite universally well-liked. So
There's a nostalgia to The Little Mermaid that, you know, you can't underestimate. Your 7 points, Izzy.
My 7 points go to the UK. It was just a great feminist bop, really, isn't it? It's just such a great feminist tune.
Girl power anthem, what's not to love?
Exactly.
Right, your 9 points.
My 9 points go to Spain.
Man of La Mancha, it's a banger.
Spain wasn't on my original, well, the first time I listened to it through, Spain didn't make the cut. And then actually when I went through the second, third times, I did think, maybe Spain should be, and it gradually moved up and up the list. So yeah.
Right, before we get to your 12 points, Izzy, what are your honorary mentions?
The new
category that the Sheffield jury are inventing.
It just seems the only way to do it this year. So the honourable mention goes to Greece. And if I can be so bold as to have a second honourable mention, I would like it to go to Italy.
Yeah, two really lovely songs for different reasons, I think. But I can understand that, you know, sometimes your heart's with something else.
Exactly. And sometimes I like the variation of them, and I just couldn't find a way to get them quite into the top five, but that didn't mean they weren't spectacular.
Very, very true. So with that, what was spectacular for you, Izzy? Where are your 12 points going?
So the 12 points go to Sweden. I just imagined being in like a slightly dark underground like music bar and that coming on and everyone just
yeah, the cult classic The Producers, the single most successful Tony Award winning musical in the history of musical theatre, the cult classic that only plays at underground musical theatre bars. What were you imagining, Izzy, in your underground musical theatre bar in the dark as Ulla sings If You've Got It Flaunting?
Okay, I want to put out there that I've never seen the musical, so that probably didn't help. But in my mind, I imagined this like shrouded figure on the stage, and then like they'd start singing, and then gradually, as it like worked towards the chorus, like more and more lights would come on, and like the crowd was getting more like, as like sitting there with like fancy cocktails, getting more and more enthused until everyone was like singing along by the second half. So.
I love that. I mean, that's not even remotely how it gets staged in the musical, but I love your interpretation of it.
Izzy. I won't let that stop me.
And well, this is the thing with Eurovision, you know, it introduces you to songs that maybe you haven't heard of before in a new way and, you know, makes directors out of all of us.
And now I would go and see the musical because I would like to compare how they staged it to how I, in my mind, staged it.
And, you know, you can't go wrong with, like, a big belty number. And the way that song builds and builds and builds towards the ends and suddenly she's belting at the top of her voice. I mean, The Producers is a fantastic musical and that's a song that proves why. Okay, so I didn't have anyone not knowing what The Producers was about on my Eurovision bingo card, but hey, we are here to help people learn and discover even more of the joys of musical theatre. And like Izzy said, if hearing a song on Eurovision makes you want to go and see the show, then I feel like I've done my job well. 12 points from the Sheffield jury to The Producers representing Sweden. Now we move to the opposite end of the country to hear from Jake in Taunton. Jake, how are you?
Taunton jury's fine. Yes, recently formed.
Did you enjoy Your Own Vision?
Yes, it was a very good show. It's a good way to end, if it does end.
I mean, I won't be here. It's sad in many ways, but I think it was a good playlist to go out on. And nightmarish. I don't know about you, but nightmarish trying to decide who was getting what points. 13 songs to only pick 5 from is cruel, even by my standards.
I'm hoping that other people have given points to the songs that I want to give points to, but can't. So I'm giving points to ones that I don't think other people are going to vote for.
Interesting.
Just so it gets something.
So you're going tactically.
Yeah.
And when would your revision ever result to tactical political voting?
Well, to be honest, that's how I vote in real life as well. Sometimes I go, well, they're clearly going to win, so who do I want to at least keep the deposit and vote there?
Fortunately, no one's had to pay to enter Your Own Vision. So, who are your 2 points going to?
My 2 points seem to be the hardest to decide, that final place. Mm. It started as a battle between UK and Norway. I swapped Norway for Sweden. And then I thought, how can you have this girl power song versus this, what's the opposite of a girl power song? Clearly written by a man. Song. So because of that, they cancelled each other out, and I've gone for Greece. During the week, I had it in my head, went, well, clearly if I can remember it, I should give it something.
It was a song that sort of went into the playlist on a bit of a whim, and it's been one that stayed with me. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Great song. Your 5 points, Jake.
My 5 points, I think you picked the right song for this country, because if you had picked the more famous brother of the song, I don't think I would have voted for it, but I've gone for Spain.
Yeah, Spain, when I cast a look at the votes earlier, Spain doing remarkably well in a way that I wasn't necessarily expecting, but I'm really pleased for it.
Yeah, I didn't think people would vote for it, but can't go back now. This next country was my original 12 points.
Really?
But then as time's gone on, I couldn't remember it. So I went back to listen to it, and it didn't hit like the first time. So it's been downgraded to 7 points. And that's Poland.
Ooh. I mean, no shade to Poland at all with that critique. Mm. But yeah,
I really liked it. I thought it was like a Polish Jesus Christ Superstar at first. And then I've gone back to it and just hasn't hit in the same way.
No, I get where you're coming from, because I think it's a really good song that sort of takes you by surprise. Mm. And like, it's an absolute belter. I mean, it's weird as anything, but it's an absolute belter and so very URN vision.
Yes.
But it is that thing, maybe because, you know, a section of it's in Polish, maybe because it sounds a little bit like Jesus Christ Superstar, it's not an earworm in the same way.
No.
No, 7 points. Solid middle ground. I like it. Okay.
Yes.
You're 9 points then, Jake. Who's just missing out on the top spot?
9 points. I don't know what to say. It's a really good musical. It's a really good song. There's not much else to say. It's not quite my style for the 12 points, but nonetheless, 9 points is all right for Germany.
Yeah, Germany, a solid contender, always does reasonably well at Eurovision. A lot of really good shows set in Germany, so always a nice bunch to choose from for the show. And you can't go wrong with Cabaret and solid 9 points. Germany's just missed out on your 12 points, but who, Jake, for the Taunton jury, is your winner of Eurovision? Who are you giving 12 points to?
I think I knew this was going to do well for me as soon as I heard it. It's a really good rock song, and it's really out there, and I just really liked it, and it was catchy, and I like the composer, and it's not necessarily like what they've done, although I know every show is the same of what they do. It's still enough of a difference that I liked it, and so I'm going for France.
No, I'm really pleased that France is getting some love this year. I think, like we said earlier, there are a lot of big songs that we're expecting to do well. And it's meant that, even for me, some of my favourites I haven't been able to put a vote for, including The Count of Monte Cristo for France by one of my all-time favourite composers, Frank Wildhorn. So thank you for giving it 12 points, like, in my stead. But you're right, like, every show he writes sounds exactly the same, but there is something sort of extra rocky about that particular song from The Count of Monte Cristo.
Yeah, it was kind of a Hell's Fire from Hunchback of Notre Dame meets Jekyll and Hyde.
Meets Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah. I didn't know what the crossover we needed, but...
But there we go. No, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure having you as part of Eurovision every year. You've been the original jury from the very beginning.
Yes.
And probably our most travelled jury as well. At least 3 separate locations over the years.
Yeah.
Thank you for being part of it. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah. Can't wait to see you win.
No, I can't wait to see who wins either. And we are getting closer and closer to finding out who is going to be taking this year's crown and who will be the final ever champion of Eurovision. I think this year has probably been the closest to call in terms of countries that could win. My gut feeling straight after the live show last week was that it wouldn't necessarily be a close outcome in terms of points alone, but that there were definitely more countries and more shows that could potentially win than ever before. And one of the resounding themes with each of the juries has been just how tough it was to pick only 5 songs from the 13 on the playlist. And in fact, each and every one of us, I think, had multiple iterations of those top 5 that changed over and over and over again. I know that was true for me and also for my partner in crime, PR Abby, who is here for the Leeds jury.
I'm looking at my list.
It's rogue. I'm not sad, but I'm not happy.
I don't back myself at all, and it's my decision. No,
the fact that you could ask us every day and we'd have a completely different list.
Oh, absolutely. It's much like the official, in inverted commas, Eurovision.
the less good version.
Yeah. it's just such a good lineup, and it can really go... Like, there's just so many in the list to be like, oh, well, that's a good one.
I think...
I can't give it nothing.
Yeah, this is the thing. I think... I mean, and I say this with some sort of pat on the back because I came up with the playlist. I've really done myself dirty because it's hard. It's gosh darn hard to pick. And I think, as you say, like the real Eurovision this year, there's not a bad song there.
No.
There are some that are maybe a little bit more unorthodox that you either might not have heard of before or that you might not necessarily go and listen to regularly. But there's not a bad song there. And they all work really well within... Eurovision, and then we have to choose. We have to pick 5. 5 from 13.
Only 5. 5 out of 13 is not a good odds either.
I feel but... awful.
yeah, like congratulations though on the set list. It's
Thank
wonderful.
You.
It's it was just really, and listening to some, like, we had ones that are like early on that I was like, well, absolutely points for them that have like fallen out. There's 3 that have cycled through. I think they've been every point score I could give them at some point. It was like, so yeah, we had to do some re-listening, we had to look inside ourselves, because normally what the Leeds jury does is goes, well, that sounds weird. Just what? Not this year.
This year, believe it or not, actual thought is going into this.
Indeed. Normally, it's just, it's instinctual, but they couldn't do that this year. And it's really upset me.
So, Houseman, PR Abby, Showtime extraordinaire, take us through your points.
Okay. So, the points from the Leeds jury. 2 points... are going to Denmark.
Okay.
Little Mermaid, purely for nostalgia reasons, and also listening to it. It was just so lovely. I can't explain it. And I'm already
doubting yourself. Myself. I can see it in your face.
I'm already like, no. 5 points are going to Poland.
Mate.
Which...
Well played.
We've had discussions about this. Mainly it was down to that opening guitar riff. I heard it and thought, I put a little star next to it to go just for that alone, because I went, oh, this is fun.
Yeah,
it had to get some points, but I couldn't quite bring myself to rate it higher.
No, well, I think I described it on the live show as in terms of just sound alone, like Jesus Christ Superstar, for the most part, but then with like the invasion of techno aliens at the end. And, you know, I don't know what it looks like on stage, but for URNvision, that's a phenomenal vibe. It's all we want.
I have to say, the description really sold me, because I put in brackets in my things. Ella made a point that it's weird. And I was like, I have to give this something points. And it did, like, the vocals especially, very Jesus Christ Superstar, which absolutely. I do love. So it had to get some points. So well done, Poland. For our 7 points... I am going for Greece, Epic, the Troy Saga, which actually was rated slightly higher. And then I realized that I wanted other things to be higher. But there is something about like the way that TikTok has really opened up creating your own musical theater. And I know not all of it is maybe as you know,
as polished.
As polished, yes. Polished is a great word. It's maybe not as polished as some of the other stuff that comes out and some of the other newer stuff. But for me, it really makes me happy that people have the ability to do that. And I really like the song. I can imagine myself singing it and sort of power walking down a street to it. So
going to invade Troy.
Yeah. Joining the 600 men and being like, well, we're here now. So yeah, 7 degrees. Our 9 points are going to Germany, which I think surprises absolutely no one, because I'm very basic. And I also put, I think it was the first time I heard someone doing an accent on URN that didn't make me go, oh, we've made some choices. Like, I thought we did really well. Because, you know, musical theatre, sometimes you hear Ewan McGregor attempting a French accent and it really sticks in your mind. And I had some reservations about whether or not, like, how well Eddie Redmayne would cope with German. And I think he did really well.
It's interesting, actually, that you mentioned that, because I think of all the different versions of Cabaret that have cast recordings, Eddie Redmayne by far goes for the German accent the hardest. Like, he properly commits to it. And bearing in mind that he's also playing this character as kind of like a demonic imp with a lot of like spiky elbows is the only way I can describe it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's such like a big and bold choice, and it works really well.
And weirdly, like, I had, when they announced it, I had reservations about Eddie Redmayne playing the MC, which were completely unfounded. I just had a sort of a weird feeling. But from what I've heard of it and from what everyone has said, I mean, obviously he's won an Olivier Award, so maybe they know something a bit more about it than I
do. Objectively, he's quite a good actor.
Currently, you know, Oscar winning, but what do they know, really? but like, just from everything I've heard about it, it just sounds brilliant, and I take back everything I thought. And so yeah, they had to get my 9 points.
But the big one, the douze pois.
It brings us to douze pois. So from the Leeds jury, douze pois goes to Turkey. And from Ella's face, I know. It's such a bold choice from me specifically.
I love it.
From PR Abbey. But there was just something about it that when it started, it just really got me. Mm. It just, you know, when the hair stands up on end and you're just like, oh, it really had that emotion for me. And yeah, I sort of fell in love with it. So for that reason, and because to generate that kind of emotion out of someone with sort of no context almost, and just with the it's not big, it's not flashy, it's not showy, which is normally what I absolutely go for. I want a revolving stage, I want the lights going. I looked at Norway Eurobeat I looked at the Count of Monte Cristo, Man of Levante. I was like, these big, like, bold numbers that are absolutely my thing. But something about Turkey's entry just, it got me in my heart. It got me in my feels. And so for that, they had to get the full points.
I think that's a really lovely explanation, actually, because I think, personally, one of the things that I love most about doing URN Eurovision is that it's such a good opportunity to play songs that people may not have heard before. And some of them are weird. So, like, we're not going to know Metro, the Polish musical that played for, like, less than 20 shows on Broadway. We're not going to know that particularly well. But Rumi is a musical that is entirely UK-based, UK writers, UK premiere back in 2021, UK cast recording. And it is nowhere near as famous as it should be, because, as you say, the music of it is beautiful, and any single one of the songs on the cast recording I could have put in the show and it would have blown everyone away. Genuinely, like, that's a promise I make about the music of this show, because it's so, so good, Rumi as a musical. And I'm really pleased that actually that it's getting the love that it deserves, because it's one that I had on my list because I really, really liked it. And as, like, with you, I've had to sort of jiggle things around, and it's unfortunately fallen off. So the fact that it's got 12 points, I'm like, yes, obviously that's from the Leeds jury, but it's also, it's partly from me as well.
You're like, I'll put in two from me. Yeah, it absolutely agree. I remember you talking about it originally as well, when it sort of first, there were like rumblings that there was this musical coming out. And I think that's what Showtime really does best, is, you know, finding that stuff that you might like Metro, like Rumi, like, it brings it really to the fore. And I think that's really its strength. Mm. And why it's just so fun to be part of. Like, because otherwise I might not have heard that song. I might not be thinking, oh, well, I'd really love to go see it when it comes out. Or I'm going to go listen to the full cast recording. Or I'm going to, you know, follow, like, even just following something on social media kind of gives it a boost and a bit of buzz. So, yeah, I know it's a bold list. And I can already tell at least three songs that I think are on your list that should be on mine, including one very specific one. And I know, okay, but I just, it's just what happened today.
It's interesting because, you know, we've both waxed lyrical about how difficult it's been to decide on a list. I mean, I've got one written in front of me that, essentially, I narrowed it down to, I think, 7 or 8 songs that I felt I had to give points to, which doesn't help because we asked for our top five.
And as I've said before, you make before that. Mm. And we just need a bit of a rethink and bring it back.
It's tricky. Because also, the thing to bear in mind here, Abby, this is the last ever URN Eurovision, which I know is sad to think about, but suddenly, like, it means a lot. Who's going to be the final ever winner?
And then you're going to have to come back next year, sort of like Taskmaster or Drag Race with, like, the All-Stars version.
Champion of champions.
Champions, yes. You're in a vision.
Champions. We'll work on the branding.
Look, we'll do some market research. Well, you know, we'll really make it work. But
yeah, so I've got a list in front of me of which... There are ones that I'm already angry with myself for missing off.
Mm.
And if you asked me on a different day, I think I'd pick something completely different.
Absolutely. Like, this list has changed things. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 songs, which then... So, yeah, I'm also up to about 9 out of 13. Yeah. That I was like, well, I can't give it nothing. And then also you get in your head, you're thinking, what are other people voting for? Like, is everyone going to get the same love? So I think, unfortunately, there may be a sort of draw situation happening at some point.
Anyway, I would love to get your opinion on my votes, the Nottingham jury itself.
The head judge.
Head judge Shirley. Okay. And I'm not convinced by any of this, but here goes nothing. My 2 points from the Nottingham jury goes to the Netherlands, purely because there were quite a run of sort of like kind of big solo numbers. We had Sweden, Ireland, Netherlands, Denmark. That's the first four songs that are all these kind of like big solo numbers. Yeah. And Starry, which is this like brand new musical, beautiful writing. I kind of put it in like on a whim. And it's the one that I keep going back and listening to again and again and again. Dylan Saunders sings it beautifully. I mean, the whole album is fantastic. There's a line in a song called Impress Me where they're like, Theo, Theo, Theo Van Gogh, before you go, let me know. And I'm like, the rhymes, thank you, please, I love it. And so I was like, Netherlands has to be on here somewhere. I couldn't put it higher because there are some belters that like I have to put higher. But yeah. 2 points goes to the Netherlands. My 5 points to a song that at one point could have got my 12. 5 points to Germany. For much the same reason as you, Abby. I'm like, I love this song. I love Eddie Redmayne's version of it. These little like lilts to his voice that he puts in meant it had to be on the list. And that, as I said on the live show, there's something very Eurovision about having a performer lumbering around stage in a gorilla outfit as this kind of comedic gimmick that then has this like sudden gut punch with a political twist at the end. And, you know, Cabaret is a show that I love for that reason anyway. It's a real reflection of today's society. Every time it reinvents itself, it does it so well. It had to be on the list. And I'm sorry it's only getting 5 points, but 5 points it is. My 7 points are going away that I didn't anticipate when I put this playlist together. But like you, Abby, my 7 points go to Greece. Epic by name, epic by nature. It's a bloody good song.
So good. I'm happy that it got some points from you, because I was like, there's so, well, obviously, because you put the playlist together, so many that you could have gone with, and I think it would have made absolute sense. But yeah, I'm, oh, bless it.
Yeah, I feel weirdly proud of, like, because I've got friends who have been following it on TikTok since the very beginning. Now, I don't have TikTok, and people kept talking to me about it, and I'd be like, yeah, I'll get to it eventually. Never really did. And I'm so pleased that UrEnervision has given me a chance, not only, like, force myself to listen to the album, which is fantastic, by the way, but, you know, play a song, get it out there, get people listening to it, offer, like, this little platform that I've got. It's a fantastic song. I'm going to be listening to it forever. Can't wait to see what comes next of it. And also, we know I am a big fan of TikTok musicals. I haven't ever managed to get Ratatouille into a UrEnervision. Epic can be its stepping stone instead. So yeah, 7 points to Greece. Phenomenal song. Hope it does really well. My 9 points, in the most UrEnervision way possible, obviously goes to Norway.
I love Norway's song, I have to say.
I cannot even begin to tell you how long I have spent trying to track down an album of Eurobeat. I watched a version of Eurobeat online during the pandemic, fell in love with a lot of the songs, but Norway in particular. Obviously, it's Rock and Roll Vikings, how could you not? And it was Scott Page and Andy Coxon singing it. Loved it. Could not find a copy of it anywhere. And yeah, at least like 2 years has now been spent trying to find an album. And I found it. And I'm like, we're getting it into UrEnervision. It's fantastic. And harass other places with our bloody big swords. Love it as a line. Lyrical genius. 9 points. Fantastic. No notes.
It is one that you come away from listening with it stuck in your head immediately. Like, it's so catchy. It's wonderfully poetic that it's in the Eurovision musical. Like, it just all fits together wonderfully. And yeah, I can really understand why it's up there.
Yeah, it's also UrEnervision to a T. It's simultaneously a great song and utterly ridiculous. Like, you're not going to hear it anywhere else. No. I need to reward it something. But then we come to the big 12 points. And bearing in mind that there's a lot of songs on this list that have not been mentioned yet by me from shows that we know, canonically, are Showtime favourites. So while it pains me to have abandoned some of them, my 12 points goes to the United Kingdom for Operation Mincemeat. I mean, it had to.
Can you imagine if it hadn't? from you, I would have lost my mind. They would be screaming. You wouldn't be able to use any of this audio.
That's how you know that I've been replaced by one of the techno aliens from the end of Metro.
Yeah.
If I hadn't picked Operation Mincemeat. It's just, it's the best thing you can see on stage at the moment. I've been following it for literal years. It's written by members of my favourite band of all time. The cast recording came out last week and is one of the greatest cast recordings ever released in the history of musical theatre. And yes, that is a hill I will die on. It's a girl power anthem and it's an absolute bop. 12 points.
Done. It's really like sort of transcended traditional musical theatre watchers as well.
Yeah.
Or people that you expect to be talking about it. Like, just everyone seems to be just saying, go see it, you won't regret it. It's the thing to, it's the sound of the summer. We found it, guys.
It's the perfect musical. And I everyone should go and see it. Like, that's just a fact. It does slightly pain me that on, like, I'm happy with the five musicals that I've picked to give points to. I think they're absolute bangers. I think they're fantastic shows. I think it rewards creativity and ingenuity and a bit of weirdness, much like I want to see in the real Eurovision. But the fact that the producers, I haven't given any points to. Frank Wildhorn, I haven't given any points to. I mean, Frank Wildhorn is always in Eurovision and came second last year with the song from Dracula, which was by far my favourite of the night. The fact that I haven't given him anything this year genuinely hurts. I mean, Ireland, the Streets of Dublin is a song that I listen to on a nearly weekly basis, if not more. It was the first song that I knew was going to go into Eurovision 2023. No points from me. No points. And yeah,
I think
I'm happy with what I've picked. I think. Am I? I don't know.
I think it really just speaks to the strength of, because I think looking at that list and sort of running through it in my head, quite a few of them are more recent releases of the musical theatre world, and I think it speaks to that strength that is really coming through. And just the fact that there's so many great musicals out there, and to try and attempt to rank them as we have done in Eurovision is sort of weirdly an impossibility, but also it's a fun like thought exercise and one that, as we've both said, can change hourly, if not minute by minute. Because even looking at my list now, I'm like, I could have made some different choices, and I would have been happy with any of them. It's wild times at Eurovision.
And is not that the strap line? Eurovision, wild times. Wild times indeed, and they're about to get even more so, because the time has come to find out who has won. Vastly different results from each of the juries there, but that is only half the story, because those points have been combined with yours at home. You've been voting for your favourites all week, and I can confirm that those votes have been counted and verified, and now, to quote Martin Østerdahl, we are good to go. Cue the dramatic music. So, in last place, with a low but respectable 10 points, we have Italy. The Light in the Piazza is a really beautiful musical with some lovely songs, but maybe it wasn't quite flashy enough to compete with some of the big hitters in this year's Eurovision. Coming just ahead of them in 12th place with 14 points, it's Poland. It proved popular with our juries, but 12th place it is for Metro this year. Marginally in front with 17 points overall, it is France. It pains me to see them so low. Frank Wildhorn is an absolute staple at Eurovision and for Showtime more generally. I thought maybe 2023 could have been his year, but obviously Count of Monte Cristo was not the one to do it. We still love you though, Frank. In 10th spot with a solid 22 points,
It's Ireland, a really lovely song from a show that more people, I think, should know about. Not the best score in URN Vision, but not their worst by quite a long way either. Speaking of shows that more people should know about, in ninth place we have Turkey. 28 points overall for Rumi the musical, but the real winner is the fact that you now have a phenomenal cast recording to go and check out. Trust me, you will not regret it because the music of Rumi is sublime. Just a few points ahead, in eighth place we have Denmark. I think the nostalgia for The Little Mermaid has been clear from the results, and 30 points is not too shabby at all, but it does leave it on the right-hand side of the leaderboard, unfortunately. The good news, though, is that the new live-action film is out on Friday, the 26th of May, so you can see more for yourself if you enjoyed Denmark in this year's URN Vision. So, we are at the halfway point now, and coming in at the true middle of the pack is The Netherlands. I really enjoyed Starry, and it is another show that I highly recommend you go and listen to more from. 34 points puts it firmly in the middle of the pack overall, though, which I guess isn't too bad. Beating Starry by just 2 points, in sixth place we have Sweden. I will admit, I still feel a little bit guilty for not having the producers on my own list at all, given that it is such a Showtime staple, but it showed solid effort across the board in the public vote, so 36 points goes to Sweden. Plus, they did win the real-life Eurovision, so obviously they're letting someone else have this one. Just 1 point ahead of Sweden, though, and just cracking into the top five on 37 points, we have Spain. The title song from Man of La Mancha has honestly done far better than I expected it to. I mean, it's an absolute banger for sure, but I worried that people might forget about it in the grand scheme of things. Thank you for proving me wrong, and well done to Spain for making it to the top five. It is all getting pretty tight now, because just 5 points ahead in fourth place, it's Greece. A bit of a wild card this year with Epic, a musical that started life on TikTok, but it has pulled through as the plucky underdog this year. Greece made two of the official jury's lists and proved popular with you at home, so definitely go and check out more of Jay Heron's Epic Saga if you enjoyed that song. But before you do that, the top three. And these are shows that I thought really might do well with the URN Vision audience this year. To remind you, there's the new West End hit, Operation Mincemeat, representing the UK. The most URN Vision song imaginable with the Vikings from Norway. And the multi-award winning Eddie Redmayne as the MC in Cabaret for Germany. Of those three, Germany has by far the best track record at URN Vision and actually won the competition in 2019. Will it have come through again this year? I can reveal that in third place, and missing out on the top two by just a mere 5 points, it's Norway, a fan favourite if ever there was one, and a song that will forever go down in URN Vision history. But the Rock and Roll Vikings have officially been beaten with a very respectable 54 points overall. As I said, though, it is very close between second and third place this year, and I can now announce that this year's runner-up with 59 points is Germany. Which means that for the first time ever in URN Vision history, the United Kingdom have rocketed to win in a landslide with a whopping and truly unbeatable 107 points for Operation Mincemeat. That's nearly a quarter of all the points attributed in URN Vision this year just went to the UK. That is the power of Operation Mincemeat, a phenomenal show that honestly deserves the world. It's playing at the Fortune Theatre in London right now, and the brand new cast recording is available on all streaming sites, so go and celebrate. It's URN Vision win now. It really was an unassailable lead for Operation Mincemeat, and that makes it all the more deserving as the final ever winner of URNvision. I am very proud to say that, at long last, the United Kingdom officially joins Sweden, France, Spain, Germany, Italy and Iceland on the list of esteemed winning countries of URNvision. And to do it in a year with such a strong lineup is all the more impressive. But on that note, we do bring URNvision 2023 to an end. It has been a joy and an honour and a ridiculously fun ride celebrating all things Eurovision and musical theatre with you every year since 2016. Can you believe it's been going that long? Thank you so much for listening, for taking part, for casting your votes, and for choosing such deserving winners every time. You've done a fantastic job, so thank you. And while that sadly is it for URNvision, you can still catch Showtime live on urn1350.net every Sunday at 6pm for the next few weeks for all the latest theatre news and non-stop show tunes. You can also find us on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at ShowtimeURN to make sure you're up to date on everything else that's going on in the world of theatre and that you never miss a moment. For now, thank you so much for listening. I've been Ella Vidrinska, and this has been URNvision 2023. Au revoir, a vie de scène, and goodbye.
You're listening to Showtime on URN.